If a child is diagnosed with autism, it's the parents that can make the biggest difference and possibly even cure their child. That's according to Ron Kaufman, director of the Autism Treatment Center of America.
We work with parents every day, and the majority of their experience is that they are feeling pushed aside, they're feeling not listened to, they're told they don't know what they're doing, they're too emotional, they're overprotective, over and over again. And I feel like this is incredibly unproductive, not only for the parents, but actually for their children. I mean, keep in mind, the only reason we can have this conversation that we're having right now is because two parents, two regular people, my parents, believed in me when no one else in the world believed in me. They're the ones, when I was diagnosed as severely autistic, that came up with this program to work with me and help me completely recover. So that was just two parents helping me, and nobody else was on their side. So now, when we work with parents, not only do we not want to push them aside and say, hey, step aside, let the professionals handle it, but we want to say, hey, listen, there is no one better equipped to help your child than you. No one has the commitment and love that you have. No one has the long haul dedication. And to be totally honest, no 4-hour evaluation can match the day in, day out experience and expertise that parents have about their own kids. So what we do is we're trying to empower parents to help their own children. We have this program, for instance, called the Startup Program. We're running it actually in London in January, and the Caldwell Charity is actually funding parents from around the UK, funding most of their tuition to actually come to that. And in that program, we spend a lot of time focusing on giving parents the tools that they need to help their children. It's not only about learning what to do, the techniques to help your children, although that's a huge piece of it, but we spend quite a lot of time working with parents about their own attitudes and their own emotional states. Are they afraid for their child's future? Are they frustrated by their child's behavior? Are they worried about what other people think about their child? These are really, really important to address. It's probably the most overlooked area of autism treatment. And this, by the way, is not just because it's nicer for all of us, it's nicer for the parents if we can come to a place of real peace with our children's condition, but there's a real practical reason, which is these children, because they can't communicate in traditional ways, are hyper aware of the attitudes and emotions of the people around them. And when someone around them is uncomfortable or unhappy for any reason, even if it doesn't have to do with them, the child doesn't understand all the reasons. All they know is someone's uncomfortable and they withdraw deeper into their world to get away from that. But if the person working with them is really comfortable and enthusiastic and delighting in them, and we see this over and over again, and increasingly studies are coming out to show the same thing, when someone working with them really has this comfortable, optimistic and delighting attitude, then we see these children start to come out of their envelope and come out of their world more and interact more. So it actually turns us as people into interaction magnets, which is exactly what we're trying to help our children with, because the central deficit in autism is a difficulty in interacting with and connecting with other people.
And how do you make that first step then, apart from sort of saying, okay, I feel comfortable with it? There presumably is more to it than that.
Certainly, there's a whole lot more to it than that. It entails a number of things. It entails seeing your child as really a blessing and a gift versus buying into what everyone around you is saying about what a curse and a tragedy this situation is. It's easy to say that. How do I do that? What am I supposed to snap my fingers? What we find is what parents think, what anyone thinks, what we think dictates how we feel. So we start to teach parents different thoughts to have, different perspectives to have on their child's condition that will enable them to be more comfortable. So instead of looking at their child and saying, oh my gosh, this is going to be like this for the rest of his or her life, what we can say is, what my child's done in the past actually tells me nothing about what my child's capable of in the future. Or if I'm looking at my child and my child's screaming and I'm thinking, maybe this is my fault, maybe I did something wrong, certainly I'm going to feel uncomfortable as a parent. But if I say, you know what, my child's doing the best they can to communicate, take care of themselves, this isn't about me, and the best way I can show my love to my child is to help him or her communicate more effectively, which, by the way, is another thing that we really help parents to do, which is to help their children communicate in more effective ways so that they don't have to use screaming or tantruming or hitting to get their message across.
And as you make these kind of changes as a parent, what changes have you seen in the children?
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's what's so amazing about this. When we watch parents change, their children change really fast. It's amazing to watch this happen. When we see parents, for instance, become more comfortable with their children, we see children start to interact more. When we see parents start to have more hope for their children, we start to see children actually do things that their parents originally never thought they could do. As an example, we had one of our facilitators was working with a child of a parent who had come in. They were then reviewing their session with the parent, and they said, so your child said these 5 words, and they listed the words, and the parent's looking at them like they're crazy. crazy. And they're like, is there something wrong? And they're like, that doesn't make any sense. You see, my child can't talk. What's amazing, though, is our child facilitator didn't realize that, didn't know that this child couldn't talk, and so helped this child to talk. So a lot of times, it takes this sense of removing these ceilings that many parents and other people have been taught over and over again to put over their child's progress, because a life sentence is never going to serve a child better than just an open door and an outstretched hand. It's not a promise. It's not knowing ahead of time what a child will do, but it's also not deciding ahead of time what a child will not do.
From the Autism Treatment Center of America, that's Ron Kaufman.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.